It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and I tell you what let's do. Let's go down to Lake Fork, and let's talk crappie fishing with a good friend of mine, guide Seth Vanover. Seth and his clients have been catching a bunch of big crappie at Lake Fork, which is most of us think about bass at Lake Fork, but it's also an awesome crappie lake, and it's also an awesome channel catfish lake. Seth, are you with us today, buddy?
I sure am.
Thank you for being here. I really appreciate your words of wisdom and some fishing tips down at Lake Fork. And folks, the tips that Seth gives you on Lake Fork about catching crappie, if you're whichever lake you're fishing, you can put them to good use, because most Texas lakes are very similar, and it's summertime, it's the dog days of summer, and fish are going to be doing very close to the same thing whichever lake you fish. Seth, you have been posting some pictures on Facebook and on your website of some big old crappie. You were telling me off the air how you had to do a little searching. They're maybe not on quite the pattern you thought they would be, right?
Yeah, they're really not. Typically this time of year, they're anywhere from 25, maybe 28 feet. Our target depth right now is 18 feet, cut and dry.
Fish at 18. And you were telling me also about time of day. I like the time of day that you're doing the fishing, and when I like the crappie's idea of biting early, you know?
Oh, yeah. We get out there at daylight, and we're done by 11 o'clock. It's so hot, and plus the bite just slacks off. If the bite was still white hot, I wouldn't care about the heat, but it does slack off by 11 o'clock.
Very, very good tips. And, you know, you were thinking, and most crappie fishermen thinking deep for this time of year, but you were telling me the thermocline has set in, and it's set in below where you're catching these fish, right?
That's right. It's set in at 27 feet.
27, so bingo. That's why the fish are shallower than you or most of us would expect them to be. Now, I know that you have a lot of baited areas, structures that you've put out, brush piles, if you will. You make yours, I know, out of bamboo, and they hold the bait and they hold the crappie. But what would a guy be looking for? Would he want to fish standing, I guess some standing timber if there's brush? A lot of limbs are on the trees, right?
The thing about standing timber, and obviously we have a lot of it, you're not going to catch as many fish if you're just trolling, pitching at standing cover or standing timber. But the ones you generally catch, they are some big crappie. But again, you're not going to catch as many. You know, let's say we're averaging 30 fish in the morning right now. Somebody doing that, they may have 10. But those 10 crappie will be some big crappie.
Another good tip, if you want to go for the barn doors, standing timber. And that brings a point, too, that I'd like to mention, Seth. Securing your boat to the timber. Folks, Seth has come out with a unit called a stump ring anchoring system. Explain that, because if you're crappie fishing, you need to be able to get tied, the old school term, tied up to a stump. You don't have to tie up using this stump ring, do you?
No, you don't. This thing's very versatile. While it is really, it's a steel ring that's 13 inches in diameter. It has two chains welded to it, and the chains are attached at the top by a rope or a D-ring or whatever you want to attach them to. And you can pull up to your stump. It can be a foot out of the water. It can be a foot under the water. As long as you can see it, you can tie to it. And in another application for it, let's say you're tying to a tree that's 10 feet out of water. Well, all you have to do is wrap that ring around the tree one time and then lay it over your rope, and you're tied. The weight of it keeps it tied to the rope and tied to the tree.
Yeah, folks, I fish with Seth a lot. I fish with him enough to know it is a very quick way of keeping your boat in position. An anchor, you're very subject to get it hung up when you're fishing cover. Everybody that fishes knows that. Or if you're trying to take a bow rope and swing it around and slap yourself in the face trying to get it around, around a stick up or whatever. But it's called a stump ring anchoring system, and I know that we want to leave your website, Seth, and also maybe Facebook, where people coming to Lake Fork or any crappie or catfish or bass fishermen can go there and get a lot of good fishing tips that'll help them wherever they're fishing. Now, these crappie, many people think about fishing crappie. Let's put them in it. Let's drop him straight down. You're actually using jigs right now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Most of the fish are coming off jig. I mean, the minnow bite is good, and that's what majority of my clients are using are minnows. But I'm throwing a jig out while they're minnow fishing, and I'm catching just as many, or if not more, than they are.
Describe the technique using the jig and then the size and color. Talk a little bit about how you're catching them on the jig, Seth.
Well, these piles that I'm fishing, most of them, you know, they're 2 to 3 times the size of my boat, you know, and I run a 22-foot bay boat. And the reason I make them so big is so everybody in the boat has a way, you know, has a way to contact the brush pile to catch fish. So we'll be either anchored on them on a tree, or I'll spot lock them with my trolling motor and we'll sit over top of them. And the clients are dropping straight down with the minnows, obviously. And for a jig, I'm pitching it out to the edge of the brush pile, letting it fall all the way to the bottom. I mean, I'm feeding it line and letting it fall right there, and I just start working it back through the pile. And you'll start hitting those limbs, and you'll pop off of the limb and get ready, because that's when they're cracking it.
Seth, a sensitive tip rod, I'm going to assume, is key right there?
It is, but you really need to pay attention to your line more than anything. Is when that jig pops off, you're going to have some slack in your line, and all you got to watch for is that line to twitch.
Okay, kind of like fishing for crappie in the dead of winter, you know? I mean,
yeah.
I've fished around boat docks. I bet a lot of our listeners have also. And, man, I mean, that old crappie will just, you know, I mean, just sometimes just a little slack in your line or just a slight twitch, and you might have a 2-pound crappie on there, so... That's a very, very good tip. Now, jig size and color, Seth, how about that?
Best thing I've come up with so far, we're using a 16-pound head. It's a pink head, pink-colored head, and I'm throwing any style of jig, but the color combo that's working best for me is white and chartreuse.
White, and are they what we would call... Marabou, are they hair jigs or plastic, I guess?
No, they're plastic.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's a commercial jig
that
you can go buy at Walmart. But that's my best jig right now.
Well, that's the color, you know, I mean, you've always been a proponent of taking a variety of colors. Are you finding the color combinations are just that combination is working better, you just know they're hitting it right now, or do you find times when you have to change colors?
During the summer, this is my go-to color. I haven't had to change yet. The fish hadn't told me they wanted something else yet.
Well,
and when they do, I'll switch.
You bet. You're staying with what works. I understand that.
That's a confidence thing, too.
Oh, yeah, and that's the name of the game, especially when crappie fishing, because of all the fish that I fish for in my life, I think it's a true statement. Crappie can be the easiest fish in the world to catch, and when you're on them like you're on them, they are. I mean, you know, your clients,
right,
they drop that minnow down, they're going to get a bite. But they can be hard to pattern or hard to figure out the patterns at times, can't they? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Seth, we're about out of time for this segment. I do want to connect everyone with your website. Of course, you have if they want to learn more about the stump ring anchoring system there, that's just out. I mean, it's cutting edge stuff for anchoring a boat. They can learn about that and Facebook also. How do they contact you?
LakeFortCatAndCrappie.com. Same name on Facebook, or you can call me anytime, 903-736-4557.
Thanks, Seth. Folks, I always love to get Seth on with us. He shares a lot of fishing knowledge, not only on catching crappie like you did today, but several other species, catfish and bass, too. You know, this past week I was down in Galveston with my family. Every summer about this time we rent a big house on the Gulf down there. And it's one time that our big family gets to be under one roof, the kids, grandkids, and all of us. We have a big time. Of course, I do a lot of fishing. I'll give you a quick fishing update. The trout, speckled trout, are fishing is awesome in the bay, especially Galveston Bay. Trinity Bay is also good. Live croakers around the shell is producing lots of fish. Shrimp under popping corks is also good. And freelining shrimp around the jetties is producing some big trout right now. Shark fishing is big guns, going strong just out from the beachfront there, a mile or two out, no more than that. The shrimping season's underway, and they're fishing behind the shrimp boats a lot for these shark, and they're catching some good tarpon. But when we go to Galveston, obviously not everybody fishes, so I have to plan something fun. I'm kind of the one that does it. Each year we go to Moody Gardens, and if you've never been to Moody Gardens, I want to invite you to go online to moodygardens.com. Check out all the attractions, the rainforest and the pyramid there. Obviously, most of us will probably never be in a rainforest. I've never been in a real rainforest, but you're in a rainforest when you're in the pyramid. There are butterflies around, trees, all the different, every plant that you can imagine that you've read about is growing right there. You arms reach away. So you can do that. Gosh, the aquarium, the IMAX theater. We saw a movie on Wild Africa that was, you could see, I don't know, the filming of that was just no less than awesome, how they got the shots of water level of 16-foot crocodiles, around these water holes and rivers. It's amazing. But if you do make a trip to Galveston, most definitely go to Moody Gardens. And it's a nice, cool place to be, too. It's a good way to spend a cool day. And probably the best way to go is just to see the whole thing, go there and take in all the attractions. We're just about out of time for today's show, folks. I want to remind you my radio website is catfishradio.com. You can go there and listen to the archive of the hour-long show we do. Bill Dance is with us and Larry Wysoon. Make sure and tune in right here. And make note that, where our show here is obviously at 5 o'clock Saturday mornings, but you can listen to it anytime online. Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and thank you very much for tuning in to today's show. And remember, you can listen to the archive of all of our shows at ketr.org. Just go there and look under local programs. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoke and Tex Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, the Texas Deer Association, Sun Optics USA, Purina Mills, and Darton Archery.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.